back, fellow ghost hunters, to another chilling episode of Supernatural Scotland. No special introductions from Angus or Old Agnes today. They're busy dealing with our clown situation. You may see a little bit more about that on Facebook. We're being visited by the Nightmare Fun Fair for some fun and terrifying times. Here at Supernatural Scotland, we try to entertain you with some of the scariest locations and stories, and I hope you've enjoyed the podcast so far. Remember to join the Facebook, TikTok and YouTube channels, as I have a couple of projects I'm working on currently. I put some interesting short stories from Scotland on the Facebook page and some videos from life in Scotland on the TikTok profile. I also, from time to time, put up some videos of locations and the stories behind them. Currently, we're looking at doing a little seance. We've got a little spirit talker app on the phone. We've got a couple of sensors for picking up other signals from beyond. So keep an eye out for that one on YouTube. Today, we're venturing deeper into the shadows, exploring three locations steeped in spectral secrets. The eerie ruins of Loudoun Castle and its abandoned theme park, the chilling corridors of Bangour Village Hospital, and the chilling tale of the ghost in the bath from Glasgow's Blythewood Square. Our first stop takes us to the haunting beauty of Loudoun Castle in Ayrshire. This magnificent castle, once a seat of power and grandeur, now stands as a reminder of a bygone era. Picture this: crumbling stone walls draped in ivy, Gothic arches framing desolate chambers, and the wind howling through the empty corridors. It's a scene that would send shivers down the spine of even the bravest soul. But it's not just the crumbling stonework that whispers of the past. Loudoun Castle is also said to be haunted by a number of spectral spirits. It's a scene that would send shivers down the spine of even the bravest soul. But it's not just the crumbling stonework that whispers of the past. Loudoun Castle is also said to be haunted by a number of spectral entities. Perhaps the most notorious is the Black Monk, a shadow figure seen gliding through the corridors, his presence often accompanied by the foul stench of decay. Legend has it that he was a monk who met a tragic end within the castle walls, perhaps a victim of foul play or a tragic accident. His spirit, it is said, is forever bound to this place, condemned to wander these halls for eternity. But the Black Monk is not the only spectral residence of Loudoun Castle. There are whispers of a grey lady, mournful apparition often seen near the old well, said to be the ghost of a former mistress of the castle, forever searching for solace. And then there's the heartbreaking tale of the Handless Maiden, a young girl who met a tragic end within the castle walls, her hands tragically severed in an accident. Her ghostly presence is said to linger, a chilling reminder of the castle's darker past. The eerie atmosphere extends beyond the castle walls. The adjacent theme park, once a source of joy and laughter for generations, now lies abandoned, its rides decaying amidst the overgrown vegetation. Sounded like one of the clowns. Sorry. The once vibrant colours of the rides have faded, leaving behind a scene of eerie desolation. Many believe the park is haunted by the lingering spirits of visitors and employees. Their echoes of joy and laughter now replaced by an unsettling silence. Imagine the ghosts of children, their laughter forever frozen in time, echoing through the abandoned rides. Or the spirits of the park workers, their weary souls still bound to the place where they once toiled. Oh, we've got a knock. Who is it? Morag, I need to get the clowns out of my castle so that I can record, okay? Okay, good job, Morag. See you later. Our next destination takes us to the unsettling grounds of Bangiwer Village Hospital, a former psychiatric hospital near Deckman. This imposing complex, with its long empty corridors and decaying wards, casts a long shadow over the surrounding countryside. Bangiwer Village Hospital has a dark history. For decades, it served as a home for those struggling with mental illness, and many patients met their end within its walls. This tragic past, coupled with the hospital's subsequent abandonment, has created an atmosphere ripe for paranormal activity. Visitors and former staff have reported a range of unsettling experiences. Unexplained noises, sudden drops in temperature, the chilling sensation of being watched, and even the feeling of being touched by an unseen force. Some believe the spirits of former patients and staff still linger within the decaying buildings, their presence a haunting reminder of the hospital's troubled past. The sheer scale of the hospital's grounds only adds to its eerie atmosphere. Imagine wandering through the long deserted corridors, the silence broken only by the echo of your own footsteps. The decaying wards, once filled with life, now stand as empty shells, their windows shattered, their walls peeling. It's a place that chills anyone to the bone, a place where the past seems to linger, refusing to be forgotten. Now let's shift our focus to the heart of Glasgow, to the chilling tale of the ghost in the bath. A chilling story that unfolded in the opulent surroundings of Blythewood Square. In the early 20th century, a young woman residing in a grand townhouse met a tragic end while bathing. She suffered a fatal heart attack, her body remaining undiscovered for several days. The tale goes that the woman's spirit remains trapped within the bathroom, her mournful cries occasionally heard by unsuspecting residents. Some say they've heard the sound of running water, followed by a chilling scream, then a sudden eerie silence. Others claim to have felt a cold draft, as if an unseen presence had passed through the room. The ghost in the bath has become a chilling local legend, a reminder of the unexpected tragedies that can occur within even the most elegant of surroundings. It serves as a chilling reminder that even in the heart of the city, the past can linger. It echoes, haunting the present. These are just a few of the many spectral tales that haunt Scotland's landscape, from the crumbling ruins of ancient castles to the forgotten corners of the abandoned hospitals. The echoes of the past linger, waiting to be discovered. So there you have it, fellow ghost hunters. A glimpse into the supernatural side of Scotland. Have you ever experienced a paranormal encounter? Do you have any spooky stories to share about these locations, or perhaps others you've explored? We'd love to hear from you. Share your experiences in the comments below, or reach out to us on social media. Until next time, happy haunting. This has been Supernatural Scotland. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review, and remember, the most chilling encounters often await those who dare to seek them out. Goodbye for now.